AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. For the first time during the Obama administration, a resolution opposing Israeli settlements has been approved in the UN Security Council. Analyst Jonathan Shanzer says the vote opens the door to more diplomatic attacks on the Israelis.
It will supercharge the efforts of those who seek to delegitimize Israel and, more importantly, for those who are trying to boycott Israel. There is a movement afoot known as the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, BDS as it's known.
President-elect Trump was opposed to the decision for the U.S. to abstain on the vote. He tweeted that things will change once he takes office. Three people have now been arrested in Tunisia in connection with the Berlin truck attack. One is the nephew of the prime suspect. Meantime, our Geir Molson tells us officials want to know how Anas Amri managed to make his way across France and into Italy.
French authorities are just refusing to comment on how the Berlin suspect, Anas Amri, apparently crossed into France and was able to leave again for Italy in the face of the international manhunt. France had increased security on its borders with Germany after the Christmas market attack.
In this country, the FBI is warning of threats against churches through the Christmas weekend. Those threats came in an online posting. This will be a snowy Christmas for people in the Upper Plains and some western states.
Significant amounts of snow, 6 to 12, 15 or even more inches expected from northwest South Dakota through much of North Dakota and into northern Minnesota.
And that's forecaster Brian Hurley. There hasn't been an impact on air travel today, but snowy conditions Friday in Appleton, Wisconsin, caused the Minnesota Vikings team plane to slide off a runway. The Vikings are now in Green Bay to play at Lambeau Field. A total of a dozen games are on tap on this Christmas Eve. And a Christmas Eve fire in western Pennsylvania has killed three people, including an infant. That infant was found on the second floor of the dwelling. This is AP Radio News. There is a festive atmosphere as Christians gather in the Holy Land to begin their Christmas celebration. The top Roman Catholic cleric in the region has traveled to Bethlehem in the West Bank in a traditional Christmas Eve procession ahead of midnight mass in Bethlehem. There are Christian symbols like trees and nativity scenes on display in Erbil, Iraq, where thousands of Christians have found refuge. They've been displaced since the Islamic State group seized their towns and villages in the Nineveh Plains of northern Iraq in 2014. Children around this country want to know where Santa is, and they can find out with the help of NORAD. The Air Force is tracking that very special sleigh.
Rudolph has this great big red nose that we're able to track around the world. We also have some very special Santa cams placed around the world just for this time of year. And then when he comes into the continental United States and Canada, we have F-18s and F-15s and F-22s that track him.
That's General Lori Robinson at NORAD. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.